I don't really care what they say when it comes to a difference of age. I'm going to show you all that. No, we are not singing that song right now. I am going to get right into the new episode. What episode is this? Episode 20-something. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying that. Episode 20-something. But I didn't do an episode last week because I did two the week before. So I was like, okay, well, y'all got two, so I don't want to hear nothing from nobody. But I'm back with the episode for this week. If you guys hear noise in the background, that's leaf blowers right now at the business I'm at. But I got the time. I said, let me do this. And it's been a question that's been asked. And I don't really like touching this subject, but I'm going to do it because I take the risk. So this is relationship advice. On this episode, we're going to talk about age. That's why I start off with the Chris Brown. I don't really care what they say when it comes to a difference of age. Well, I do care what they say when it comes to a difference of age. A lot of people feel like if you're with somebody, as long as you love them, it doesn't matter about the age. Just wait till they hit the right age and you can do it. Now, listen to me. I was always one of the people that felt like the guy should be like at least a year older than the girl, 2 years older, maybe 3 years. 5 years is kind of pushing it, like really, really pushing that button. But it's acceptable. But nowadays, relationships are 20-year gaps and crap. But this is, okay, so this is my take on it. I always think this way. If you're 30 and the girl you talk to is like 18, she just turned 18. I want you to think of how old you was when you were 18, how old that girl was. That's kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like to me, age does matter when you're, it's hard to talk about. So when you're older, when you're in your 30s, I feel like after that, it doesn't matter how old the person you talk to is. Old the person, not young. So if you're 30, the person is 50, 45, 40. I mean, it can work. I can understand that. But if you're 30 and you're trying to talk to a 17-year-old, I can't rocks with it. I just feel like, yo, that's your daughter. Like, nah, man. Yo, I can't rock with that age stuff. So now let's get into the younger, a little younger phase. If you're 20 and the other one is 28, I feel like there's gonna be problems. And the reason I feel like that, because a lot of times, especially for the guys, we don't mature right. You know what I mean? Like, it takes us a long time to mature. Women mature once y'all come out. Y'all start being like, you know, it's about this. I'm independent. Some of them go astray, you know. But majority of the time, the women mature more. You know what I'm saying? So if the guy is 20, 28, whatever, vice versa, it doesn't matter. A guy usually doesn't think on a mature level, or you're still thinking on a little level. So to me, I feel like when it comes to a relationship, if you're in the 20s and y'all have like a 5-6 year gap, y'all both have a different way of seeing life a lot of times. One might say, I'm ready for marriage. Like, I'm about marriage life now. The other one might say, nah, I'm good with marriage. I want to still hang out, party, and club, do what I do. Go with my mans, and we going to do what it do on the dance floor. And, you know, get them other shorties jealous because he's mine now. And, you know, he look like Idris, so I want everyone to see what I'm rocking with. So I'm going to show off with him at the gala. Nah. People calling me, sorry. But that's how I look at it. I'm like, yo, to me, the age thing is just, if you can do it, you can, but I just feel it's wrong. Like, I know the people that are like 25, they're like, when she turns 18, that's when we'll talk. But the fact that you were looking at her before she turned 18 is kind of nasty. I mean, there's so much women in this world. There's so much men in this world. Why are you waiting for them to become of age? It reminds me, I was watching Vikings the other day, and the daughter just got her flower. You know what I'm talking about, the red rose. And the Viking guy said, good, your daughter is ready to be flowered now by my son. His son was like 38. And he was like the toughest warrior in the village. And guess what happened? They didn't show it, but you knew what was about to happen. They did it. He's 38. The daughter was 12. So to me, we're just bringing back the Viking days. Like, I just keep thinking in my mind, if you're 30 and you talk to a person younger than 25, when you were 20, they were, think about that. Like, you guys start liking each other all of a sudden later, but what happened? I just can't. Maybe because I have a lot of nieces. Maybe I got a lot of nieces, and I look at them like, if a 30-year-old dude just came and said, I want your niece. Like, I got a young niece. Her name's Jamira. She's about, dang, I don't even know her age. I think she's like 17, 16, 16. I think she's 16. She's going to kill me. But anyway, she's around that age. And I just think if a man that was like 28 came and said, I love your niece, I'm going to be like, man, get your hair, chest having, Adam's apple, real deep looking, bald top, losing hair, trying to become a mature man, but you want to settle down with a 16-year-old still trying to act like you ain't got... Get out of here, man. I ain't letting that slide. When I have a daughter, if she come to me talking about, Daddy, I like this guy. This guy, you're supposed to be liking some boy at the age of 21 and whatever, because she ain't dating 21 or whatever. But anyway, it's like, what are you talking about? What is it? Okay, so where's the boy at? Well, Dad, the thing is, he's, you know, she got to do the goal. He's, 37. 37? I'll be 37 by that time. Ain't no daggone 37. Nobody. If a man or woman could date someone that's the same age as the parent. What? Okay, first off, two things fail. The parent fails. Because you let your kid date someone that's the same age as you. That's nasty. That's... What? And then the person that your kid... The kid fails for only finding someone that is as old as his mama or daddy or she... Or her daddy... Or her daddy or mommy. What? You failed. The only thing in this world... There's a People get so quick to get in these... relationships and ready to settle down with people when there's so many fish in the sea out there. Unless it's prophesied to you or God tells you that someone's meant for you, why you guys just, I'll take that, let me go to the buffet line, there's a guy the same age as me, he looks really good and everything, but no, I'm about that business life. I need that 35-year-old he's the same age as my daddy. I need that. Oh my God, I just can't see it. You should not be able to date. You cannot date someone that could be your father. Or that could be your mother's age. You can't. To me, that is a no to the no, no, to the no, 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 no. That's Mariah Carey's new CD. Y'all need to hear that. That joint was pumping. I'm not supposed to be promoting worldly music, but that's a good song. Anyway. No. This is my gap. If you are 50 and older, you can date any age from 30 and older. Only reason why I say that. Now me, I would never do that. Or I would never suggest someone do that. What I mean by that is I can see that. I know some people that are about 45 and the person that went is like 33, 35. But maturity means a lot when it comes to the older age. But when you're not 30 yet, so that's my 50 time cap. 50 and up can date anyone 50 and up. And then the limit for you should be 30, I can't even comfortably say it. I say like 38 maybe, because by that time y'all should be old anyway. But if you're younger than 30, I don't think you should date anybody younger than 28, 7, 6. Okay, if you're 30, I think your cap should be 25. So if you're 30 years old, you can date anything up from 30, but except 60. Like, don't. If you're 30, you can't date someone that's 50 and up, if that makes sense. No, you just can't. That's too old. You ain't gonna know. You still just getting out of young adult phase. But if you're 30, You can't go below 25, I don't think. I think if you're 30, you shouldn't go below 25. I think that's nasty. It's not nasty, per se. If you're 30 and the person's 25 or the person's 24, that's okay. You're still in that adult life, I guess, y'all. If you're 30, your limit should be 21. Anything under the 21, no. 30, 21 is your limit. If you're 21, your limit should be 18. No, I can't say that. If you're 21, your limit should be 20. 18. 21, you can't go lower than 18. And I'm not talking about 17 and a half. I'm talking about legit 18, about to be 19. Those are my age frames. So remember, I always got to remind y'all, y'all asking me the question. I ain't saying you got to do it the way I'm saying it. I'm saying if you ask me a question, that's the answer I'm giving. The other thing is, if you are 60 and you're looking for love, God help me, you should only date 60 and up. You know why? Because when you get 60, that's when your balls change. And that's when y'all can relate. Y'all know pain. Y'all know what having an earache is. Y'all know what. Don't try to go for these young whippersnappers out there. I want someone young. Well, you ain't young no more. You better mess with someone that's 60 or up, that has experience, that's salted, seasoned, and marinated. That's how I look at it. So when you guys ask me that question, that's my response. I got the air on. Turn that off. Y'all ask me a question. Don't kill the speaker. Y'all ask me the question. So as far as age goes, I do think that when it comes to age, there should be certain ways you go about it. I know a lot of people say, I don't really care what they say when it comes to a difference of age. I'm sure. No. Just no. So this is the messed up part. Society has it twisted. If a guy that is 18 bags a girl that is 30, he's considered a god. Like, he's considered, oh, he's amazing. He's a legend. You know what I'm saying? But if a girl does that, she's a hoe and she's a sugar dad. She's trying to find a sugar dad. So it's like, I don't accept it from any side. Like, I don't think a guy bagging a MILF is an achievement. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's like you're bagging someone that could be your mother. Not 30, but like, she's way older than 30 and you're 18. Like, that's someone that could be your mom. So if you guys are out there and you think bagging someone that's older or marrying someone older is a good idea, I disagree. Woman too. I think it's wrong. There's too many fish in the sea. You shouldn't settle for someone that's the same age as your parent. And I know the first thing, well, I'm mature and I can. You'll notice y'all maturity and your immaturities as you guys stay together. You'll notice you might want to play a video game and she doesn't want to see a video game. She wants you to go be a lawyer somewhere or something. So that's my episode for today. I do think age is more than just a number. And I think that you should have gaps. Now, there's some people that have been in a relationship and it's accidental. Like, they mess with someone and they may have a kid and the person's way older and all that stuff. Well, how long did you guys last after? Now, if you guys are lasting and it goes and you know, someone that can be your daddy is taking care of you and all that stuff. Just sounds wrong. My daughter will never, or my son. Anyway, if you have a kid and, you know, it goes that way, everything works, you'll see majority of the time, y'all ain't going to work out. You know why y'all ain't going to work out? Because maturity. It might not be the woman that's immature. It might be the guy. It might be the guy that's mature and the woman's immature. Age shows as time goes. I like that. Age shows as time goes. Ooh, I like that joint. Age shows as time goes. Oh, I like that. That's a new hot. That's a hot joint right there. But peace out. I thank y'all for listening. Support your brother. Share, like, subscribe. This ain't YouTube, but do it anyway. This is Anchor. Love all y'all. Thank y'all for the support. Thank y'all for the continuous followers. Peace.